The Perfection, Easter Revival Series. This message by Brother William Aaron Brenham was delivered on Good Friday evening, April 19, 1957, at the Brenham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Kupetahala, mukoloko wa nchafazo ya Pasika. Lingusale kamuzwale William Aaron Brenham, nilikutalizo la bufa ifileli ndemanzi wana, Lungu 19, 1957, ili fa Branham Tabernacle mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
To be here to worship together with you. And now, just before the message, I have my good friend here on the platform tonight, Dr. Lee Vail, First Baptist Church at Lima, Ohio, who was one of my sponsors at the Lima meeting.
Nikuba mo kutola pilahamo ni mina, michwale lingusa lisikaka lisakale. Nina nimulika na kayomunde kwa pili kwa nubusi ubo, Dr. Lee Vail, yazo kwa kilekea First Baptist kwa Lima, Ohio, na ali alimungwi wabatusi waka mamukupano wa kwa Lima.
I asked him coming down tonight if he would just say a word to the congregation, maybe pertaining to the Lima meeting for the next moment or two, and I'm glad to, happy to introduce to you tonight Dr. Lee Vail, another Baptist that's got the Holy Ghost.
Nimukupile kaza kutea kwa nubusi ubo, kuliatobu lewa fela nebali nzwi kwa kopano. Muendize ya mamu kopano wakwa Laima, kamu zuzuote ata makambe mibeli. Minitavile kuba, nitavile kumizibahali sabusi ubo, Dr. Lee Vail, mu Baptist yomungwi ya nanimu ya oke nile.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
That was all pretty strong for a Baptist pastor, wasn't it? Well, we're very happy to have Brother Vail with us, and certainly the doors are open for him to come back and visit us at any time he can.
Amen. Mulimu wakufu yole mzwale Vail hape, zaani nelize tile luli kumulisa na wa Baptist njichwani. Kihande lutabila hulu kubani mzwale Vail hamoho niluna. Mimane likualo likualu hile kuye nakuli atahe. Atolu potela kana kukaufela ya kona.
And now, tonight, tomorrow night is the entombment of the Lord Jesus. Sunday morning is the 6 o'clock sunrise service, and I believe the brother has announced the further part of the service. Now let us pray just a moment.
Michwale busi ubo, kamuso busi u, kikaza za kepelo ya mule na Jesu. La sunda kakusa sana, kisebelezo, kana kwa 6 kiloko halipazula. Mina alumela mzwale uziba alisizesi emba sama felezo asebelezo. Chwale, harula pele nifana kwenyana.
Blessed Lord, thy word is truth.
Amen.
And we're thankful for men who handle it fearless as they give it out to the people.
Mule na yafu yozwi, linzula hao kona niti. Minwe tumela kumuna ya libukeleza. Asa asabi. Habanze bali tambeka kwa sichaba.
And as we open up the Bible tonight or turn back its pages, may the blessed Holy Ghost come and open the word of understanding to us. Through Jesus Christ we ask it. Amen.
Misina halu apula vivele busi ubo, kamba kwa apula makepe ayona. Chwale moya oke nile ofu yozwi, utahe miukwalu lelinzwi la kutwisi sokuluna. Ka Jesu Kriste luakupa. Amen.
This great night that we are celebrating of the crucifixion of our blessed Lord, I wish to read tonight from His own precious lips the words that He has had written in His book.
Busihu wabutuna bolusweli kunyakala labo, wakukokotelwa kwa mulena ya fuyozwi, nitabela kubala busihu bo kuzwa mwamilo mweminde ya hae tota. Manzwi ana angozi, mwabuka ya hai.
In St. Matthew's, the 4th chapter, we in the 47th and 48th verse, we read this.
Kumungoli Mateo, kauhanyo ya 4, luna nitimana ya 47 ni ya 48. Lubalachwana.
And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? But be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Me hamwe tumelisa ni bana ba habu mina fela. Mufite ababanwe mwanyi. Hanili ni vatelisik mwa eziza nibona. Mechwale mube baba pete hile. Sinanda tamina yakwali halimu hali ya pete hile.
And tonight we gave out that we were going to speak on the subject of perfection.
Mibusi ubo lubulezika lekuli lukambola fatuto yakuli kupete hala.
Now we that seems like a very strange text to take for the night of the crucifixion of our Lord.
Chole luna, yeo ibonala kubapalo ye ipite zisi hulu kakubabu siu wakukokotilwa kwa mule na luna.
But today perhaps you've been listening to the radio and hear the different messages and the messengers how they presented that great awful day when our Lord died for the sins of the world.
Konoka chenu mwendi ne musoli kuteleza kwa silimba mane mutu ile mangusa shutana ni balumi wa mova bulelezi kwa maliza zile lisabisa lili tunalani la mule naluna yana shwezili hivi zalifasi.
So I have chosen tonight to go around a different way to get to it. So it would be a little different and might refreshen you a little. May the blessed Holy Spirit inspire the word now as we take the effort to bring it.
Kacholo nike tilebusi ubo kuli niye kanzila yeshutana. Kuli nifite kulona. Kuli kone kubanto yeshutana nyana. Mi kone kumikatulusa nyana. Michwale moya oke nile ofu yozwi. Utozeli nzwi chwale halunze lwi kataza kulishitula.
God requires perfection. We want to bear that in mind. That there's nothing just part way can go in the presence of God. It must be perfect. Our worship, everything.
Mulimu utokwa kupeta hala. Lubati ya kulilube ni zeo mwaminano ya luna. Kuli hakuna sisi kuna kutafa pila mulimu lichika. Silukila kupeta hala. Mila pero ya luna likaka ufila.
Now in the Garden of Eden, God had Adam and Eve in the garden, and they sinned and transgressed the laws of God by sinning, disobedience.
Chole, mwasimu ya Edeni, mulimu nanani Adam ani Eva mwasimu, mibaweza sibi ni kufosiza milao ya mulimu, kakuweza sibi kusautwela.
And when transgression comes, disobedience is the transgression of the law.
Michwale kutulamulao hakuweza hala, kusautwela, kona kutulamulao.
And the law of God, Him being holy, just unadulterated holy, therefore no spot of unholiness can ever stand in His presence.
Mimulao amulimu, yena kakubaya kenile, ukenile asinalitiba, kaba kaleo akunalitiba lakusa kena,
so if sin came in the world by transgression, then sin must be dealt with before the sinner can ever stand in the presence of God.
Kacholo haiba sivi sitile mwalifasi kakufosa. Kipeto sivi siswanela kufeliswa mane mweza livi asika yema kale fapila mulimu.
Now, if there is no law, then there is no justice. But law requires, justice requires a law. And the law, when it is recalled on, it projects justice.
Chwale, haiva hakuna mulao. Kipeto hakuna kuluka. Kono mulao watu kwa hala. Kamba kuluka kuto kwa mulao. Mimulao hase ubizizwe. Ubona alisa kuluka.
Now by the law, no flesh is saved. Now the law cannot save us. The law was just the thing that put us in jail. But it has no redeeming power.
Chwale kamulao hakuna nama yeko na kupiliswa. Chwale mulao hauko nikulupilisa. Mulaone liona taba yene lube ya mwatolongo. Kono hauna mata akuna kuliulula.
The law only showed us that we were sinners and condemned us. That's what law is to do. It's to bring condemnation or to show you where your mistake is. So the law in itself could not save. It could only prosecute.
Mulao fela, nolu wonisa kuliluba ezalibi, nikulu nyaza, kona solu kwela kweza mulao. Kikutisa katulo, kamba kukubonisa foku na nima fosisa hao. Kacholo he mulao, kuona kasibili, hauko nikupilisa, ukona fela kuzekisa.
And God being holy and just, he had to have a prosecution. He had to prosecute the sinner. Because he had overstepped the boundaries of grace and had become a law-breaking citizen, then he must be dealt with.
Mimuli mukakuba ya kenile ni alukile. Nana nikuba nikuzekisa. Nana nikuzekisa mweza alivi. Kakuli nasa asilezia hulu kwa buse wa milulu wa niasishemo. Mi aba mutu ya tuzimulao. Miyo, una nikufi wa mulatu.
And every law has a penalty. For the penalty of transgressing God's law is death.
Mi mulao kaufela unanikoto. Kakuli koto ya kutula mulao wa mulimu, kilifu.
And it had to project death to the human race. And all of the human race is under the penalty of this law.
Mine inani kutisa lifu kwa lusika ulo watu. Mima sika watu kwa ufila amuata sakoto ya mulao wo.
Now, when Adam and Eve had sinned, there was no way, no other remedy that they could ever stand in the presence of God again, except this sin be dealt with.
Chwale, fani Adama ni Eva haba ezasibi, nekusina nzila isili, nekusina mkwa usili kau fila mwene wakai imena fapira mulimu hape. Konji fila kulisibi, sitali miwe.
And no man can commit a sin of any type, no matter how little or how big, that individual sin has to be dealt with before the one who committed it can ever stand in the presence of the Holy God.
Mia kuna mutu ya kuna kweza sivi, samu futa kaufila, hakuna taba kamba kisesi njia nichwani, kamba sisi tuna, sivi silisi mwisani. Sinani kufeliswa, kuliena ya siezize akone kuyema fapira mulimu ya kenile.
So therefore, when Adam and Eve had sinned and had transgressed the law, they were subjects of death. And the law had to be executed. Therefore, it put all the human race under the penalty of death.
Kachwalo, kaba kaleo fani Adama ni Eva, hanebaize sivi ni kutula mulao, nebaliba tami wabalifu. Mimulao, noona ni kuzekiswa. Kaba kaleo wawe alusika ula watu kamukana mwalifu.
Now if we can only settle down for a few moments now in our thinking and look at this great picture and remember that every person here is included in this.
Chwale haba lukona fela kuina kalina kozeli kani chwale. Mwami na hano ya luna. Nikutali masiswani so sisi tunase, mimu upule kuli mutufi kaufela mo, umwate ngi mwataba mo.
Every man and woman, child is included in the penalty of death by the transgression of the head of the human race, Adam. By his transgression, every one of us fell victim to sin.
Muna kaufela ni musali, mwana. Umwate ngi mwa koto yalifu ye. Kakufosa kwa toho ya lusika lobatu, Adama. Kakufosa kwa hae, mangi ni mangi waluna, luwela mwasivisa hae.
And sin must be dealt with.
And so God, in His great infancy and His great love, the law was to separate the sinner from his maker.
Misivi sina nikutali mwa kwa tuliwa. Nikacholo mulimu mwasi shemo sahaye sesi tuna. Nililatula haye leli tuna. Mulao no lukila kukauhanya mweza livi ni mubupi wa haye.
Then he become annihilated and totally annihilated. There would be no way for him to ever come back unless that sin was dealt with.
Ni afeliswa ni kufeliswa luli kufeleleza. Hakuko ni kubamu kwa usili kuli akone kukuta. Konji haiba sivi sisi felisizwe.
And it would be very easy then to believe in a total annihilation of the sinner at the end. For he is completely forever separated from the presence of God.
Mi kona kuba ntwe bunolo luli nikulumela mwakusinyeleza kwa mweza libi kwa mafelelezo. Kakuliyena kakufelelela kukauhana kwa kamita fapila mulimu.
Now notice this sin and how God being just and he could do nothing else but be just, for he is the resource of all justice. Then there would be nothing else for him to do but to place the penalty for this transgression.
Chole amule muhesi vise, mi nikamo mulimu kakubaya lukile, mi hakuna zana ezize kwa nda akuluka. Kakulikie na makalelo akuluka. Kipeto hakuna kuba sisi mwe hape, saa kuna kweza kwa nda kubaya koto ya sivise.
And the penalty was death. For he said, the day you eat thereof, that day thou shalt surely die.
Mikoto nelilifu. Kakulinaize zazi le mukacha kuyona. Lona zazi leo mukashwaluli.
Now it's a dark picture we have here. But then if we go back just a little further and find out the very attributes of God, the Bible plainly tells us that God is love. But yet, being love, he has to be just.
Chole, kisi swaniso, sesinsu selunanifa. Kono chole haiba lukuta kwa mulao hanya nifela. Nekufuma nami lelo luli ya mulimu, vivele ilubulela patala zakuli, mulimu ulilato. Kono nitengi, kakubali lato, una nikuba ya lukile.
So, love does not mean just the thing that can be petted and played with. Love is the justice of God.
Kachwalo lilato halita lusikuli, kisika sisi kona kuba paliswa, ni kuhoholulwa. Lilato kona mulao olu kile wa mulimu.
Now, when God seen that his children had transgressed his law and that they must die the death, then sovereign love stepped in to make a way.
Chole mulimu hana abonikuli vana bahaye ne bafoselize mula wahaye nikuli baswane ya kushwalifu kona lilato labu mulimu libatahela mwanzila yabona.
For God seen that these children was to be absolutely, totally annihilated from His presence. There was nothing else to be done. For they had transgressed His law, and the penalty of His law was death.
Kakuli mulimu nabo nikuli vanabani nevaswa nilafela kusinyiwa kuzwa fapila hai. Nekusina sisi mwi sene sikaye zahala. Kakuli nebatulile mula wahae, mikoto ya mula wahae, nelilifu.
And then love of God went out for his subjects, and when divine love is projected, sovereign grace produces the object of the love.
Michwale lilato la mulimu laya kwa batu wahae, michwale lilato la mulimu hasilivona halile, muhau oipitezi utisanga siviana salilato.
And God, by foreknowledge, when He loved His race so well, yet with the penalty, He caused the substitutionary death to take place in the Garden of Eden.
Mimuli muka kuziva kwa makalilo. Hana la tiresha wa sahaya handeluli. Ivo kakoto atisalifu la kuyolisa kulilingesi waka mwasimu ya Eden.
That was, He substituted an innocent creature, a little lamb that know no sin.
Saa nine likuli na yoli sizesi vupiwa sesi sinamulatu. Ngunyana yenese azivisivi.
And it went for a substitute to work and to die in the stead of the guilty sinner. And it was a lamb slain to hold the life of his subjects.
Mia baya kuyolisa kuseveza ni kushwela mwasiva kasamweza livi yenaka milatu. Mine lingunyana ye tavilwe.
All through the Old Testament, they offered the blood of lambs and goats, sheep, bulls, and heifers, a substitutionary death.
Mwala testamente ya kale kaufela, nebasurula mali alingunyana nilipuli, lingu, lipoho, nilitole, lifu, lakuyolisa.
But all in the great economy of God, there was back in His mind the real object coming, which would be them were shadows of the real object that was to come.
Kono, kaufela zona mwamu buso mutuna wa mulimu, ne kunani ye ngwi kwa mulao wa muna anuwa hae, siviana luli senesitaha, senesikaba, yaani nelimi luti ya siviana saluli, senesisataha.
And the real object was to come was His only begotten Son. All the lambs that died was only a shadow.
Misibiana saluli nesitaha, mi nelimwana hae fela walibanda. Lingunyana kao fela zeneshwanga, nelifela muluti.
And a shadow is only the negative side of an object. And they only spoke of Calvary coming.
Mimuluti kisika fela saswa lelele kusaniti. Mine liye mela fela Calvary yene taha.
Now, for a picture of this, let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Hebrews and pick up here what Paul, the great apostle, speaking, trying to separate these things for us. In the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, we read this.
Chole kakuba nisiswa niso saseo. Haru apulengi mwali bivele zaluna kwa vuka ya maeveru. Nikutali mafa, fo Paulus mu apostola yomu tuna zaso likubulela. Ulikakulu kauhanye za litabaze. Mwaka uhanyo ya 10 ya vuka ya maeveru, lubala chwana.
And I just love the Word.
Amen.
The Word is the truth.
Amen.
And I like to read it before my congregation because I know that in the judgment I'll stand with them.
Amen.
Now I've got to give an account.
Minila tafela linzwi. Linzwi kona niti. Minitavela kuivala fapila wako panoyaka. Kakulinizi wakuli mwaka tulo nikayo yema nivona. Minilukela kwe ikalabela.
So if I bring it from the Word, then I'll not be guilty because it's the Word and God's responsible for His Word.
Kacholo haiva ni tisakuzwa kwa linzwi. Kipeto hani nakuba ni mulatu. Kakulikona linzwi. Mimulimu utokomela linzwi la hai.
We see so much today of evangelists and so forth building up around personalities. Oh, it's a disgraceful thing.
Luwona zenga tea hulu kachenu. Zaba buleli ni baba mwichwalo. Baba tiela kwa alibu peho. Oh, kitaba yeo tusabu maswe.
And we find out in going into churches. We go into church and you find a certain pastor. He's got some little peculiar act about him, some little emotion. If you don't notice, the entire congregation will take that spirit.
Minufumana chona kuli, kaku ya kwali kereke, luya kwa kereke yengwe, mimufumana mulisana, ya nanimu kwa omungwe oi pitezi gaena. Maikuto wa mangwe cholo, amu salemui, kopano kamu kana, ika kopisa kwa moya wani.
If he's just a little emotional or jerks his head or some little odd thing, well, the whole church will take on to that.
Aiba kiwasi zuhela. Nyana chwalo kamba, ulataku nyunga toho ya hae, kamba ntoe mwe shutana, kihande kereke kau fela, ikako pisao na zeo.
And we've got today in our modern churches the word, it's sensations and little things like that, and it's got such a confusion.
Nilu nanika chenu mwali kereke zaluna, zaka chenu, moku nanimai kuto fela, nilika zengu chwalo. Milina nilianganisi yetu naludi.
But oh my beloved brethren, if there ever was a time that we ought to be on the word, it's today.
Kono oh mizwale ya kayela teha. Haiba kukile kwa wanako, yelu swanila kuba hande kalinzwi. Kika chenu.
You see, I would hate to stand at the judgment and know that I had some little fickle something of a little peculiar revelation and misled people.
Mwabona anita veliku yoyema mwaka tulo, mikuzi wakuli nenani nto yengwi, kazasi nilo yengwi, nikulianganisa.
I don't want them to have my spirit on my action, but I want them to have God's spirit by God's word. That produces truth.
Ani latikuli vave ni moya waka, kakezo yaka, kono ni batakuli vave ni moya omulimu, lalinzi la mulimu, kona taba yeti saniti.
So on this great occasion tonight, I would like to read from God's eternal word. Now we realize that the law existed for many years, but the law could never take away sin.
Kacholo kabusi ubabutunabo, nitavela kubala mwali nzula mulimu la kamita. Chwale lule mwakuli mulao, uviretengi kami hayemi ngata. Kono mulao, haukoni kutakula sibi.
As I've said in the past, it was just a jailhouse. It was the great detective that told you what you had done but had no remedy to deliver you.
Sinahani bulezi kalezeo, nelifela ndu ya tolongo. Nelimu pokaleo mutuna ya nakubulezi sonoezize. Kono nasina mata akukulukulula.
It put you in the pawn shop, but there was no redeemer to take you out with it. It only prisoned you to let you know that you was a sinner. But now notice in Hebrews the 10th chapter as we read.
Naomi vea mwasi ntolo salivia na zenyani, korone kusinamuli ululi yana lukela kumilamulela. Kaona ukutisafira kukuzibisa kuli umweza livi. Kono chwale mulemuwe mwama eberu, kawa unyateni halunze lubala.
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image, remember, it was a shadow of an image to come.
Mulao, kakuli unani mulu tifela wazene ikataha, isi muvili luli walika. Muhupule, neli muluti wa muvili ono sataha.
A shadow only introduces that there is a image making the shadow. A shadow of the things to come and not the very image.
Muluti fela uwanisa kuli kuna ni muvili luli. Obona halilafa muluti. Muluti walika zenesa ataha. Mi isi muvili walika.
Notice all the things, the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which were offered continually make the comer unto perfect.
Mulemuhe, muvili walika luli, muvili luli walika, hauko ni kweza ni hanyani kama tabelo ani, kulibaba lapela vafumane kupete hala.
Now, God in the beginning required perfection.
Amen.
Jesus, when he come to earth, said, be ye perfect, like God in heaven is perfect.
Twele mulimu kwa simuluho, na to kwa kupete hala. Jesu na kwea teha mwali fasi na ize, muwe baba pete hile. Sina mulimu mwali halimu, hali ya pete hile.
And the law, having a shadow of things to come, could
Amen.
Never make the worshiper perfect. You got the picture?
Nimulao kakulikimu lutifera walika zene sata, hauko nikupeta alisabula peli. Mwabwana suwa nisusate ni?
Now, let's go it again so you'll be sure not to miss it. God requires perfect holiness.
Amen.
No one can stand in his image with one little speck of sin. Jesus witnessed the same and said, be perfect just like God in heaven is perfect.
Twale, alufitengi mwatengi hape, kulimusike mwali mbwinja, mulimu uto kwa kukena. Hakuna yako na kuye mafapila hae ni sivi, neba sisi nyinyani. Jesu na abulezi ze swana, mina izi, muwe baba pete hile. Sina mulimu mwali halimu, hali ya pete hile.
And the Bible said that the law could never with its sacrifices make the comer perfect. Then the law could not perfect anything. It was only a pointer.
Mimi vela ivulezi kuli mulao nosa koni neva kama tabelo aona kupeta alisa mubavaleli waona. Nimulao nosa koni kupeta alisa sika. No lifela si supezanzila.
These sacrifices made every year could never make the worshiper perfect. So therefore no one under the law or keeping of laws or under the shadows could be perfect.
Matavelo ao na ezo mwaha ni mwaha. Nelisa pete alisimula peli. Kacholo he akuna yali mwatasa mulao. Kamba kubuluka milao. Kamba mwatasa milao yako na kupete hala.
For, second verse, then would they not have ceased to be offered?
Kakuli, timana yatu, kabe si chwalo hanili matavelo kaba tu hezu kutaiswa.
If there is anything that I can do to make myself perfect in the presence of God, then Christ did not have to die for me.
Awa kuna nisika seni kona kweza na kasi viliku linipeta halifa pila mulimu. Kona kuli kreste nasa lukeliku nishwela kanti.
If there's one thing that you can do that would merit anything in the presence of God, then Christ died in vain.
Awa kuna ninto ilingwi yo kona kweza. Ye kona kutisa vundefa pila mulimu kipeto kreste ushwezi mbango.
No law keeping, no legalistic ideas of yours, none of your own holiness.
Hakuna za kuvuluka mulao, hakuna milelo ya za milao ya haofela, hakuna za kukena kwa haofela.
No things that you could quit doing, quit lying, quit stealing, quit smoking tobacco, quit going to the picture shows, still you are lost. Nothing can do it.
Halika zolukela kutela kweza, kutuhela kupuma, kutuhela kuuzwa, kutuhela kuzuba kwai, kutuhela kuya kwa kubuwa maswaniso, nitengi usala tehile, akuna zeko na kweza chwalo.
Joining churches, rituals, ceremonies, baptisms, orders of the church, reading of creeds, saying of prayers, all those things would count nothing. You are lost.
Kwikopanya kwa likeleke, lizo, mikiti, likolobezo, milao ya keleke, kubala lituto za litumelo, kupeta litapelo, likazeo kamu kana, halinakuba nituso. Ulate hile.
Not one thing can you do in yourself. For you are a sinner under condemnation.
Hakuna nebanto yoko na kuikezeza. Kakuli umweza livi yali mwatasa katulo.
And there's not no way within yourself or any creed or any thing that you could do or think of yourself that could merit one thing in the presence
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Because you are a sinner to start with.
Mane hakuna neba mkwa mwahali kuwena. Kamba tuto ya tumelo kaufela. Kamba sika kaufela soko na kweza. Kamba kuna hana. Kawe na unosi. Zeko na kukutusa sika fapila mulimu. Kakuli umweza alivika kukala.
And the Bible declares that we were all born in sin. Shaped in iniquity. Come to the world speaking lies. And God could not take one man to die for the other because one is just as guilty as the other.
Mi vivere ibulela kuli kaufela lupepezu mwasivi. Lubupilwe mwabu maswe. Lutile mwalifasi inge lubulabu hata. Mimulimu hako nikunga mutu alimungwi kuli ashwele yomungwi. Kakuli yo uswana felas na yomungwi.
In the presence of God, the archbishop born in this world was as guilty as the lowest barfly in the city.
Amen.
One cannot atone for the other.
Fapira mulimu, bishop yomutuna na pepezu mwalifasi atezi fela milatu. Nge mutu silifela ya fumanea mwama nwelo wabuchwa la matolopo. Ali mungwi hako nikushwele mungwi.
Therefore, he took an innocent life of an animal, a little lamb. And under the Old Testament, the law was when a man sinned, he brought the lamb to the altar.
Kabaka leo na angirebu pilo wa folo yes na mulatu. Mwangu nyana yelikani. Mimwata sa testamenti ya kale, mulaono litengi, na kwea za sibi mutu ati sangu nyana kwa alitare.
Say, if he transgressed any of the commandments, he brought the lamb, and he laid it on the altar. He laid his hands up on the lamb, and he confessed his sins that he was wrong, and know that he was guilty.
Lubulele kuli, hana akali angani sa umungu wa milao, nana nikuti sangu nyana kuivea faa letare. Nabe amazoa hae fangu nyana ni kui pulelali viza hae kulinafo size minaziwa kuli unanimulatu.
And was the law required death. And he brought the lamb in his stead. And when the throat of the little animal was cut and it began to kick its little feet and bleeding.
Kaza minali mulao no tokwalifu. Mi ati sangu nyana mwasi wakasa hae, michwale yena mumizo wafolofolo nyana yani nopu miwa. Mi kala kunyaka ula kula haka mautu ni kulila.
If you ever seen a lamb slaughtered, what a pitiful cry.
Hawa mkile mwabu wanafate ngu nyana haibulaiwa. Kipono yeo tusama kekeluli.
The poor little fellow trying to bleat and his little jugular veins cut. And as he kicks and quivers, and as he straightens out, then quivers again, and bleats, and the blood gushes. It bathes his little wool and the worshipper's hands.
Kafolofolo kalika kulila, mimu singa wako nakanti upumilwe. Miaka nzeka lahaka, nikunjunjula chwalo, nikuotolo hachwalo, nikunjunjula hape nikulila. Kipeto mali ahasaka, atapi saboya wako na nimazo amula peli.
And as the worshiper, realizing for committing adultery, for lying, stealing, whatever his guilt was, or even evil thinking, whatever it was in the least shadow, he was guilty. Because it was his nature.
Misina mulapeli hanza ale muacholo. Kakuzabo zwa, kakupuma, kakuzwa, kaufela mulatu wa hayo lisona. Kambaneva kuna anazemaswe. Kaufela sisi lisona mabwino wa muluti. Nana ni mulatu. Kakuline lisibu peosa hae.
He was a guilty person, not maybe by desire, but by nature he was guilty. And he had to recognize that this innocent little lamb died in his place. And he felt sorry for the little thing.
Nana ni mulatu sina mutu. Isi ngikatakazo. Kono kasibu peo, nana ni mulatu. Mina nani kule mwakuli ngunyana yesi na mulatu. Neishwela mwasiba kasahai. Miau tulama kikefolo folo yani.
But the man, as soon as the lamb finally died, with the blood of the Lamb upon his hands, he walked from the building with the same desire in his heart that he had at the beginning.
Kono hairi muna watengi, ngunyana isa shofila, ni mali angunyana ainzi mwamazo wa hae, azo mamu yaho ni maikutu aswa na mapiru ya hae, ana avile niwana kwa simulu ho.
Why? Because the life that was in the little lamb, life lays in the blood. Your life is in your blood. We know that.
Kini, kakuli bupilo, wonebuli mwangu nyaneani, bupilo bumwamali. Bupilo wa hao bumwamali, luaziba chwalo.
And the life in the blood of the lamb was animal life. Therefore, when its little corpuscles were broken, and the life went out of the animal, it could not come back to the worshiper because the worshiper was a human being.
Mibupilo mwama liangu nyana nelibupilo wafolofolo. Kaba kaleo misinga nyana yani ya pazula, mibupilo wazo mwafolofolo. Nebusata iku kutila kumula peli, kakuli mula peli na alimutu anama.
The blood made a covering, but it could not perfectly atone. For the man left the building with the same desire to sin as he had in the first place.
Maalina apesa, kono nasa kwa nisiku kenisa. Kakuli mutu na azwa mumu yaho, kama ikuto aswa na akweza sivi. Sinamwana avezi kana kwa pili.
But doing this, he was looking forward to a time when there would be a perfect lamb come. And he did it on the burnt offering because it was the only way he knew about.
Kono kakweza se, nanza aliverezi nako, hakukata angunyana epete hile. Miaeza wana chwalo fasta velo sisi tuka. Kakuli nerife lanzila, yana ali zivezi kayona.
So you see, when the blood was pouring and the life went from the animal, it could not come back to the man. For one was animal, one was man. An innocent animal to a guilty man.
Kacholo mwabona, maaliana asuluha, nibupilo nebuzwa mwafolofolo, nibusako nikukutela kumutu, kakuli ye mwine lifolofolo, yomu mwina alimutu. Folofolo yes namulatu, kumutu yana nimulatu.
But oh, one day, some 2,000 years ago, the Lamb of God was born down in a little manger in Bethlehem and was led like a sheep to its slaughter.
Kono hoho zazileli ngwi, niahayeli kiti zepeli kwa mulaho. Ngunyana ya mulimu apepelwa mwasichelo nyana mwa Betelehema. Mina etelelwa sinangu yeya kwa sila asayona.
Some 1900 years ago this afternoon at 3 o'clock, he died the spotless, blemished Lamb of God, hung on Calvary's cross and died for every sinner.
Amen.
miaha yengu ye mia nda ye 19 kwa mulaho, musiali wo kasili kiloko hanashwa, mingu nyana yasinali tiva, yasinabu masu wa mulimu, yena paikilo fasofano sa kawari, nikushwela mweza livikawa ufela.
Now, when the worshiper comes to this lamb by faith, and this is a different type of lamb.
Amen.
It's not a lamb like the other.
Chole fani mula peli hataha kwangu nyana ye katumelo. Miye kingu nyana yesu tana. Hakingu nyana yesu ananiengwi.
No man can come to this lamb except God draws him first. You see God's sovereignty? Oh, I hope this soaks way down deep now.
Akuna mutu ya kona kutaha kwangu nyana ye. Konji kuli mulimu aivize pili. Mwabona wichemeli wa mulimu. Oh, nisepa kuli seo saa nwela hande mwahali.
Look, God knowed he had sheep in this world. He knowed he was going to have people to be saved. And his love looked down and seen those who would be saved. Therefore, by foreknowledge, he predestinated a church to meet him yonder without spot or wrinkle.
Amen.
Mutalime, mulimu naziwa kuli unanili ngumwali fasile. Naziwa kuli ukawa nisichawa sisika piliswa. Mili lato la hae, latali mama fafasi. Nikubwona vene waka piliswa. Kawa kaleo kakule muhiwa kwa makalelo. Na ketile kaleke leke, yeneka mukate nyeza kwa pili. Yes nali tibani nyazo.
And if God required a church without spot or wrinkle, he had to have something to make it that way.
Amen.
He could not require it. His justice, his judgments could not let him ask such a thing if there wasn't a way to make it.
Me haiva mulimu na tokwa keleke yes nali tibani nyazo, nana ni sasi mwikuli asieze kanzila ona yeo. Na asikali tabela kuluka kwa hai. Likatulo za hai na asika mutuele la kukupanto echolo. Hawane kusinamu kwa wakulieza.
And man cannot do it in himself.
Amen.
He's a total failure. God let him see that through the law, through the judges, and through all the Old Testament. He sent the prophets, he sent the righteous man. And they found out that every one failed.
Mimutu wako nikulieza yena mungi. Yena kimu palelui ya felelezi. Mulimu amutuwele la kubona saa ni kamulao. Mwala baa tuli nikufita mwa testamenti ya kale kaufela. Na alumile wa profita. Na alumile mutu ya lukile. Mi wafu manakuli mangi ni mangi apalelua.
So God by his sovereign grace sent from the portals of glory his only begotten son.
Amen.
To take our place.
Kacholo mulimu kamu hawa hae oi pitezi, aluma kuzwelela kwami kwa kwa yakanya, mwana hae waliwanda, kuli aangesi wakasani.
Remember, if he had said for the Pope of Rome to take it, he could not have done it.
Amen.
If he had said for the Archbishop of Canterbury to do it, he could not have done it.
Mupule, kambe na abulezi kuli popu wa kwa Rome, angesi wakaseo. Nasiki ako na kulieza. Kambe na abulezi kuli Bishop yomu tuna wa Canterbury, akone kulieza. Nasiki alieza.
Amen.
If he would have called on the most holy reverend father or bishop of the world, he could not have done it. He had been just as far rejected as Judas Iscariot was.
Amen.
Kambe na kaviza reverend wandate ya kenile kamba bishop walifasi. Nasiki alieza. Na akaba kwa ula hulu ni kuhani wasna Judas Iscariot mwana inezi.
He could not do it because he was born in sin.
Amen.
Shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies and needed atonement for himself.
Amen.
Nasika kona kulieza, kakuli na pepe zumasivi. Abu pilo mabu maswe, utaila mwalifasi nzabule abu hata. Minato kwa swalelo ya hae.
Hallelujah. But there came one from the portals of glory. None other. Not a man, not a good man, neither a Jew nor a Gentile. He was nothing less than Almighty God hid in human flesh.
Hallelujah! Kono kwata alimungwi yana zwele la kwa makamba akanya. Hakuna ni omukana. Hakuna neva mutu. Muna yomunde neva mujuda kamba wabamachaba. Na sinto isiri. Kwa anda kubamu limu ya mataka ufela. Ya patilo mwanama.
He came himself to offer his own blood. For it did not come to sex. Sex had nothing to do with it.
Na atile ye na kasibili. Kutofa mali ya hae tota. Kakuli na askata kafoso. Foso na isina sakweza niena.
But he overshadowed a virgin and brought forth from a blood cell that he created himself.
Amen.
The innocent one.
Kono atoa pesa mwalanjo miya pepa yazo kwa selu ya mali. Yana abupile na kasibili. Yena esna mulatu.
Then my salvation, yours tonight, does not hinge upon the merits of our own acts. It hinges upon the positive,
Amen.
Sovereign grace of Almighty God who has chosen
Amen.
Us.
Kipeto puluso yaka, ya hao, usibo, haisika yendame na fami sebezi ya unaeminde. Yenda mezi fela, fasi shemo sisi ndesamu limu ya mata. Yena ikete zilu na kuyena.
Certainly, I could never be perfect, nor you could never be perfect, and we don't claim to be perfect, but we have this one consolation that our faith rests in a perfect sacrifice that's already been received.
Kiniti, hanikoni kuwa ya pete hile, kamba wena kuliwe ya pete hile, mia luipule likuli lupete hile, kono luna nichi seho ilingu ye ya kuli, tumero ya luna, yenda mezifasi tabelo sisi pete hile. Sisi amu hezu kale.
Then how do we know that we get that? When the worshiper puts his hands by faith upon the body of the Lord Jesus and feels the tear of sin and the mark of spit in his own face.
Kona kuli luziba chwanikuli, luna nizo na zeo. Nimu lapeli asa veile mazoa hae katumelo. Famu vili wamule na Jesu. Niku utuavu maso ye kwa sivi. Niku somi wa kwa mati kwa sifate osa hae tota.
Feels the groanings of Gethsemane. The agonies of Calvary. And knows that he's guilty. And confesses his sins correctly.
Autuwa kutonga kwa Gethsemane. Manyando wa Calvary. Niku zivakuli una ni mulatu. Nikuipule lalibiza hae kaswanelo.
Oh, blessed Lord, I am guilty. And I have no other way but you to help me. And by faith, your bidding, the Holy Spirit has come and bids me come. And I now by faith accept Jesus as my personal Savior.
Amen.
Oh, mule na yafu yozwi, ninani mulatu. Miha ninanzila yengwi kwanda hao kunitusa. Mika tumelo, usolu wa kupelela moya o kenile. Utile kutoni kupa kulinitahe. Mina chwale katumelo ni amu hela Jesu kupamu pulisi waka.
That life that come from him on Calvary, called the Holy Ghost, which was hid in the blood cell of the Lord Jesus, returns to the worshiper and baptizes him with the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ.
Amen.
And he's already judged.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about judgment.
Bupiro wani wateha kuzwa kuye nefa Calvary. Wabu vizwa moya oke nile. Ono patilo mamali aselu amule na Jesu. Bukutela kumula peli. Nikumu koloweza kamoya oke nile. Kukena mamubili wa Kriste. Miena saa tuzukale. How look at Lukubilaela, Kazaka Tulo?
As I turn and look at that little crucifix, I realize that that is represents his body.
Amen.
And now that body has already been judged. God can't justly judge it again. for it's already judged.
Amen.
God struck the judgments of death upon that body.
Hanze ni apula ni kutalima fa kafa pano kani nile mwacho nakuli kayemera muviri wa hai michole muviri wani so atuzikale mulimu hako ni kukwatula hape kakuli uso atuzikale mulimu na wisizeli katulo zalifu fa muviri wani.
And as long as I can find the way to get hid in that body, His judgment was struck for me and for you. We are free.
Mihai vile fela nikona kufumana nzira ya kuipata mumbili wani. Katulo ya hai nesuru hezi na niwena. Lulukulu hile.
Romans 8:1 said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
Maroma 8:1 ize chwale hakusana katulo kwevali ku Kriste Jesu baba saza mai kana ma kono kikamoya.
There you are. No condemnation. I don't care what comes or what goes, you are hid beneath the blood.
Kifo chwale hakusana katulo haninataba kazeta kambazeya upatilwe mwatasi amali.
Again, how do we get into that body? 1 Corinthians 12:13 says that by one Spirit. How does the Spirit come? Through the sacrifice. Where did the Spirit lay? Within the blood. Why couldn't the animal come back? It was an animal.
Hapelu kona kukena chwani, mambili wani, ma Corinthians 12:13, ibulela kuli, kamoya ulimungwi. Kana moya utanga chwani, kasi tavielo. Kana moya nolo vezi kai, mwahari amali. Kingi folo, hane sako ni kukuta, nesi folo.
The animal spirit could not come to the human spirit and do anything to it, because the human spirit was a higher line of life than the animal. But no other man's spirit could come back. If you got the spirit of some ancestor, it's spiritualism.
Moya wa folofolo nosa tai kwa moya wa mutu kutoweza sika kaufila. Kakuli moya wa butu nelibu pilo wabupa haminyana kufita wa folofolo. Kono wakuna moya wa mutu usili, ono taa kuyomungwe. Haiba unani moya wa washemiba kale, kimila pelo ya mioya.
But God himself came that his own spirit, which is the highest line of spirit there is, can come back by the form of the baptism of the Holy Spirit to the worshiper through the blood of Christ and take him into the body.
Amen.
He's safe.
Kono mulimu ya nakasibili ataha, kulimoya wa hae tota iliona moya opahami kuyeli tenyi, wakona kukuta kamufuta wa kolwezo moya okenile, kuta kumulapeli kama ata Kriste, nikumunga kukena mamubili. We get it.
Watch. The blood of bulls and goats would not work, seeing it was weak. Now let's start reading about the 12th verse. All right. The blood of bulls and goats could not work. Neither could it atone. Watch.
Mutalime, mali alipoho nilipuli hako nikubeleka. Kakuli neli afokola. Twele halu balengi, kukala katimana 12. Kulukile, mali alipoho nilipuli, hako nikubeleka, neva kuli aswalele livi. Mutalime.
But this man, what man? The bishop. No, the pope, no.
Kono munayo, muna mangi. Ki bishop unji, batili. Ki pope unji, batili.
But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
Amen.
From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool.
Kono munayo, hasa afilesita velo sasivi kamita, hayo ina kwa lizo holabuli olamulimu. Kuzwa chwale, ulivelezi, kufitela lila za hae, liwa faha tila mautuwa sipula sa hae.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the Word? Listen to this. Then I want you to let it sink down. Listen closely.
Kikuli mwitukisize nji. Kikuli mwitukisize kwa linzu nji. Muteleze kuse. Kipetu ni batakuli se. Sinwele nyana kuna. Muteleze kaswanelo.
For by one offering. Not year by year. Not revival after revival. Not meeting after meeting. Not day after day. But by one offering, he has perfected. They have, he has.
Kakuli kasitavelo silisingwi. Isingi mwaha kamwaha. Isingi anchafazo, mwamula wa anchafazo. Isingi mukopano, mwamula wa mukopano. Isingi lizazi, mwamula wa lizazi. Kono kasitavelo silisingwi yena, UPETAHALIZE. Kikale, uwezize.
By one offering, he has perfected, that's God's requirement, forever them that are sanctified.
Kasi tabelo silisingwi upeta halize, zeo kilinne poza mulimu, kamita, vona, baba kenisizwe.
There you are. That's the answer to the death of Christ. That's the answer to Calvary. He absolutely, with his own blood, purchased our sins and perfected forever his believers.
Kifoe chwale, yeo kona kalabu ya lifu ula kresti. Yeo kona kalabu kwa kauvari. Ye na mane kamali ya hae tota. Ule kireli bizaluna. Nikulu peta alisakamita. Varumeli bahae.
Therefore in Christ we stand blameless. Perfected. In the presence of God Almighty.
Amen.
Kabaka leo ku Kristi. Lu yema lu sinabu maswe. Lu peta halile fapira mulimu ya mata kaufila.
We are underprivileged people with our own doctrines. We are being taught that we have to get up to a certain place. We have to do a certain thing. No, my brother, it's nothing you've done. It's what God did for you.
Luba tubaba pila mwatasa tukuluho. Kali tuto za lunafila. Kawa ufila lunalulu tirwe kuli. Luna nikufita fasibaka sisingwi. Luna nikweza ntoengwi. Batili muzwale waka kisoyo zize. Kisa kweza lize mulimu.
We are now, if we are justified by faith, we are perfected forever in the presence of God.
Luna chwale haiba luwe iwa baba lukile katumelo. Lupeta halizwe kuya kwile. Fapila mulimu.
Then Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect. Then it was perfected forever. God, through the death of Christ 1900 years ago today, perfected the believer that he foresaw before the foundation of the world forever.
Mi Jesu ali, kifohe chwale, mube baba petehile. Mine liku petehala kuyakwile. Mulimu kalifula kreste. Miahaye miahandaye 19 kwa mulao kachenu. A petehali sa mulumeli. Kulinavo ni kale kusikato mwakale muto mwalifasi. Kuya kuile.
And those who he has called, he has justified. Those who he foreknew, he has called. Those who he has called, he has justified. Those who he has justified, he has already glorified. He has perfected his believers.
Mibona baya vizize, uba veile, baba lukile. Bonabai zibezikale uba vizize. Bonababi zekale uba veile baba lukile. Bonababi veile baba lukile usaba filekale kanya. Upeta halizekale baba lumeli bahaye.
Now watch, let's go back now to the first verse. The law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of those things can never with those sacrifices which were offered year by year continually make the comer unto perfect.
Chwale, mutalime alu kutengi kwa mulao Fatima na yawani. Mulao kakuli kimulutifela walika zende zesataha mi isimu vililuli walika. Hauko ni kutaisa matavelo ani. Zene taiswa mwahani muha kuzula pili kupeta alisa mula peli.
What's perfect is what we're talking about. For then they should not have ceased to be offered because that the worshiper once purged would have no more conscience of sin.
Mutalime kupeta hala kona zero ambula fatengi. Kabe sichwalo hanili matabelo kaba tuwezu kutaiswa. Kakulifo varumeli haba sebake nisizwe kwa sivi.
What do you mean? The word conscience there in right interpretation is desire. And if a man comes to worshiper correctly before Christ, seeing his suffering, and he offers himself to Christ, and says, O Lord God, there's nothing in me that can atone, but I'm wholly depending on you.
Utalu sasikamangi, linzwi lakuli lizwalofo, nitolo kokikuli takazo. Mehaiba mutu ataha mula pelika swanelo, fapila kreste, kakupuwana manyandu ahai, miwipa iliye na kukreste, nikubula kuli, oo mule na mulimu, hakunasika kuna, sesi kona kuni tapisa, kwanda kuli ni tingile thela, kuwena kakutala.
Then that Holy Spirit comes into the human heart, the very sin question settled forever. Amen. Forever desire of sin has been taken from you.
Mechwale, moya o kenile wani utamu apilu ya mutu. Yona puzo luli ya sivi ito alabi wa kufelelela. Kakulitakazo ya kaa ufele ya sivi, seizu sizo kuwena.
For if the law could have done that, then sacrifices would not have to cease. But being that it could not do it, Christ had to die to make us perfect.
Kakuli haiba mulao no kaya za cholo, matavelo ani nasike afela. Kono kakuba kuli nosa koni, kreste nanani kushwa kuli alupeta halise.
Friends, there is so many things that we could say tonight about the profession. We are always trying to gouge the eyes out of somebody else to make ourselves just a little holier than they are.
Balikani, kuna nilika zenga tahulu, zelu kona kubulela busi ubo. Kaza kupeta hala, kami talu likakulongo la meto ayomungwi, kuikeza baba kenile kufita baba ngwimo, moba inezi.
But if we only looked at the picture, it's only God's grace that we are what we are.
Kono hane lukata alimafela fasiswaniso, kisi shemo samu limufela halu limolu inezi twale.
Here some time ago in Ohio, I learned a lesson the hard way. I was having a meeting down in Ohio, and I was staying out in the country because of the masses. I cannot stay in the city.
Kwanuna kwenye kwa mulaho mwa Ohio, neni tutile tuto yanzila yetata. Nenina ni mukopa no kwa ni mwa Ohio, mi neni pila kwa mataka nyanibake nisabu ngata wabatu, neni sako ni kupila mwamule nengi.
We've been eating at a little dunkard restaurant, and such lovely little waitresses, decently dressed and clean as they could be, very ladylike, waited on us.
Nelusoli kuchela kwa siba kasali chonyana kwa dunkard. Koku na anima weta baba ndibasa nana. Baba pezi kabu kwala ni kukena mwene bako na kufira kaufira. Sina kalive fira, nebalu liberezi.
It was a little spot of heaven to eat in such a place. Their kitchen was spick and span. And on Sunday they closed up and they went to their church.
Nelisi baka salihali mchwalo. Kuchela licho masi baka sisi chwalo sani. Situngu sabona nesikeni leluli, nekutanyezwi, mila sunda nebakwalanga, nikuya kwa kileki abona.
I got a little hungry as go to preach Sunday afternoon, and I went over to an ordinary little, just a common little American restaurant to get something to eat.
Natuwa utwatala, ninani kukutaza msiali wala sunda wani, minaya kwa siba kanyana sama Amerikani. Fiela kone kule kiswalicho, kuliniocha.
And when I walked in the door, what did I hear but a slot machine going? And was standing there a man of my age, which perhaps was a married man, with his arm around a woman playing a slot machine.
Miani okena mamunyako, king sene ni utwile kwa nda mshini wa miwaya waya ono olila. Mine kuyemi muna muhulu takayaka, mane ndate tuneani, nalukela kwa muna ya nyezi. Nilizola hae alikukambeka musali, inge walizali pina, famushini wa miwaya waya.
Our very law, the protection of our righteousness, of our goods, was standing there violating a thing that he is supposed to be protecting. because it's illegal to gamble in Ohio. Playing a slot machine.
Mulao waluna luli, silelezo ya kuluka kwa luna, kwa livia na zaluna, na emifani, unzo sinyasi katenyene, sana lukera kusileleza. Kakule akimulao kweza za kulao la mao hayo, kuliza mshini wa juki bokisi.
And I turned and looked towards the back of the building. There was a bunch of teenage boys in an old rock and roll records on the machine playing.
Ni nasi kuluha ni kutalima kwa mulao wa muyaho. Nekuna nisikuata saba shima ni baba nchafila. Mi pina ye nguya roku ni roo. Neilila famushini.
A young lady of about 18 years old, very neatly in her anatomy as a woman. But she was standing there with her dress hanging low in the front.
Kalivenya na muendi wami haye 18 ya kupepwa. Yena tinilefela hande wasi yemo sabufusali. Konona emifani nindelesi ya haye inge shunge hile kwa pata.
And one of those boys with his hands on the girl where they did not belong, and they were smoking and drinking. And I thought, oh God, how can you stand it?
Miali mungu wabashimani vani ali kukambeka mazoa hae kumusizana. Kone basalu keli kufumaneha. Mini masuri kuzuba nikunwa. Mina opula kuli, oh mulimu, ukona chwa nikutuwela likaze chwalo.
And I looked over to my right when I heard someone make out a big groan. And there sat an aged woman, probably 60 years or 70 years old. She had on those little old vulgar clothes, just about halfway up her limbs. And her poor old wrinkled flesh was just as flabby as it could be.
Mina talima, kwa ne kulasilio, hani utwa mutu yana tonga hulu kakuhua. Mine kuinzimu salimu hulu chwana, mwendi wami ya yesi kiste ya kupepua, kamba mane 70 cholo. Musali na pezili ya palo za vutanya cholo, falimu wa mangwela hae cholo, ni mazoa hae ako konyani litalo, inge lilepe la wana cholo.
And she had on this sheer lip makeup, and a great big purple thing on the side of her face painted.
Mina ipentile familomo, ni mubala o kambile luli wa pepo kwa sifatio sahae, inza ipentile.
A little pair of shoes on sandals with purple toenails painted, purple fingernails painted, and her hair was cut real short and curled up and dyed blue. And I looked at her.
Inza tinema katulo alikani cholo manyatela, ni manala kwa mautu wa mubala wa pepo aipentile, manala kwa minwana aipentile, mimi lili ya hae ne kukuzi kubayemi kuswani, ye tatani. Mie pentile mwala wa bulu. Mina mutalima.
And across the table sat two men drunk. One of them, it was summertime with a big old army overcoat on, with a gray scarf wrapped around his neck, and his whiskers all over his face, of belching and going on.
Mi fabu se watafule ne kuinziba ana bababeli. Baba kozwi. Alimungu wabona nelika nako ya mbumbi. Nza ikape sise. Koti yeti na ya sisole. Nilisila la mubala umuseta. Aita atelize mamula la wahae. Nima hahafua ka kwa sifate usahae. Inza tokola nikuvina.
And they excused herself, the man did from her. And started walking out like this to the restroom.
Mi vaku pasivaka muna kiena. Yana azwile fateng. Asia musali nikukala kuzwe lafande. Sinachwana kuya kwa kuikatulusa.
I stood there and I said, God, why don't you destroy the whole thing? Why don't you just sink it beneath the earth? I said, is my little Sarah and Rebecca going to have to grow up under such stuff as that?
Nae mafani minali, mulimu. Kinyi hausa sinyi fela likaze. Kinyi fela hausa TVC fela alifasi onafa. Nalikana Sarah waka yumu nyani ni Rebecca. Baka hulela mwate asali kaze chwalo zeo.
I said, how can you, God, in your great holiness, ever stand to look at such a thing like that and not send an earthquake and sink it?
Nali ukona chwani kutalimela fela mulimu mwakukena kwa hao kukutuna. Uyeme unzo talimela zeo, yeza hale chwalo. Mikusina kuluma ziki nyeo yalifasi, nikuli tibi sakamukana.
As I was standing there condemning the woman, as I was, I stepped back behind the door. I felt the Spirit of God come to me. And I stepped behind the door and I seen like something whirling. And when it was in the vision, it was a world turning around and around.
Miane nisaye mifani cholo, inge ni nyaza kamusaliani, mwone nikonela, na kuta kwa sikwalo, sakwa mulaho, na utwa moya omulimu unitahela, minaya kwa mulaho wa sikwalo, mina abona nto engu ye pikuluha, miane kulicholo, mwapono, nililifasi lene lipikuluha, nikupikuluha.
And as I noticed around the world was a scarlet streak around the world. And as I got to the world, I seen myself just a little boy doing things that I ought not to do.
Mina tali ma mwalifasi, nekuna ni mubala omufubelu, mwalifasi kau fila. Miani ofita kwalifasi, na ipona kuba kashimani kaka njinyani fila. Inge nieza lika zinisaluke likweza.
Maybe not like that, but it was sin. And every time I did anything, I seen that great black shadow go towards heaven, which God would have killed me at that minute.
Mwendi sisi na chwalo, konone lisivi. Mina kukau fila hane niezasika, na abona muluti omunsu upahama kwa lihalimu, mane mulimu na akani bulaya kana kweani.
Then I seen standing between me and God stood that perfect sacrifice. I seen him standing there with the thorns on his head and the spit hanging on his face.
Mina abona kuyemi mwahali kuna ni mulimu, ne kuyemi sitavelo sispete hile. Na mubona inza yemi fani nimi utwa kwa toya hai. Nimati inza nela kwa sifatosa hai.
And every time my sins would start towards God, he'd reach out and catch it. Like the bumper on the car, he was protecting me from death.
Mina kukau filali vizaka hane likali saku ya kumulimu na taha nikuli swala. Inge sivahe kiso samota na asweli niku nisileleza kwa lifu.
And every time I do anything wrong, God would have killed me. Certainly his holiness requires it. His law requires it.
Mina kukau filali hane nieza mafosisa. Mulimu na abate kunivulaya. Kaniti kukena kwa hae ne kubatao na cholo. Mula wa hae noto kwao na cholo.
And every time I do anything or you do anything, the blood of Jesus Christ acts like a bumper. And I've seen that scarlet streak meant that then that the blood still holds the earth.
Mina kukaufela, haneni ezasika kaufela, kamba wenawe ezasika, maali a Jesu Kriste, abasi nasiba ekiso. Mina abona mubala omufubelu kuli, noye melawa na zeo, mimaali asaswe lilifasi.
And as I stood looking, I got a little closer to him as I noticed him. Now I could hear him say, Father, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Meane nisaye michwalo inge ni talima. Na afita faka ufinya na kuye na hane nisweli kumutalima chwalo. Mine ni mutua hali ndate. Muswalele hazibi sasweli kweza.
And I looked down and there laid a book. And there's a recording angel there and standing by his side. And every time I sinned, it was put out on the book and my name was on it.
Mina tali mafafasi, mine kuna nibuka. Mine kuna nilingeloi, lene liviza mabizo mwani. Mine niemi kwa tukua hae. Mina kukaufila hane nyeza sivi, nilingoli wa mabuka. Nilivizo laka, la ngolo mwatengi.
And I realized that someday, that blood streak would be lifted and I'd have to stand in the presence of God with my sinful life. But I seen by his mercy, he was holding off my judgment.
Mina le mwakulizazi le lingwina, maali ya mafubelu ani, na ananu hela mwalimu, nine niyema fapila mulimu. Nibu pilo waka wasibi, konona abona kasi shemo sahaye, hana ativila katulo yaka.
I went to him humbly. I knelt on my knees and I said, Oh Jesus, thou Son of God, I am unworthy to come in your presence. But will you please forgive me for what I have done?
Naya kuye na kawi kokobezo. Na kuba makama ngwele minali. Oh Jesu, wena mwana mulimu, haniswanili kutafa pila hao, kono shangwe hakuniswalele kazini ezize.
He touched his side with his hand, tucked the old book and wrote pardon on it, throwed it back behind him, and my sins were gone.
Aswala kwama kupua hai kalizola hai, anga buka ya kale, nikungola fati nikuli, uswalezwi. Fali mwayona, ainepela kwa mula wa hai, milivizaka zata kulwa.
Amen. Then he looked me stern in the face. He said, now I have forgiven you, but you want to condemn her. Then I seen what it meant.
Mikiani talima, buhali kwa sifate omiali, chwale ni kuswalezi. Kono uva takuwa tulamusali, mise nipona sene sitaluswa.
As I come out of the vision, I walked over to her. I said, how do you do? She was drinking. She looked up at me and she said, oh, hello. I said, could I sit down? She said, I have company. I said, I don't need it in that way, lady. I just want to speak to you a minute. She said, be seated.
Aniozo mwapono na ya fana inzi. Nali vachwa nisha na kozululi. Ani talima mikiali. Oh, lumela. Nali, na kuna kuina kwa tengi. Kiali, ni nani mutu? Senili, anita lusi kanzila yeo kalibe. Ni matafela kwa mbola niwe na famuzuzu. Kiali, wako na kuina.
And I said, lady, just a few minutes ago, standing there behind that door, I began to tell her, as I began to look, the tears began to run down her cheeks.
Minali, kalibe. Mwami zuzunya na efe lile ane niyemi kwa mula wa sikolo sani. Na akala kumugulelela. Miani kala kutalima. Mioko ya akala kububa famalama hae.
And she told me, I said, lady, you don't mean to do these things. Jesus died and the judgments of God is held off by his blood. You don't mean to do this.
Miani bulelela kuli. Nali, kalive. Aulu kelikuweza chwalo. Jesu na ashwile. Mikatulo ya mulimu ikwa ezwi kama lia hae. Hauluka likuwa za chwalo.
And she said, no sir. She said, my father was a deacon in church. I was raised in a Christian home. My husband and I were charter members and lived the Christian life.
Mimusali alibahatilisha kiali. Wanda atene libo dikoni mwakireke. Neni hulezi mwala pala bukreste. Vomuna kanina nelulima memba la wayona. Minelupila
she began to tell me after his death, she had two young girls and she went astray. And how the girls had left her and she had thrown her life away and she thought there was no more hope for her.
Kihaka lisaku nivulelela kasamula walifulahai. Nana ni vasizana wabeli, minasala tehile. Nimone vamusi yezi vasizana, miniena, aisi nyeza upilo wahai. Mina upulakuli. Hakusana sepo kuyena.
I said, God be merciful. Those who he has foreknew, he has called.
Amen.
She said, are you Reverend Branham from there? I said, I am.
Korona limulimu akube ni makeke. Bona boys, bezi bona pili ubabizize. Kiali, kiwe na Reverend Branham. Uzwele lakai, senili kina.
She said, I'm ashamed of myself to be sitting here like this. She said, do you think there would be a chance for me?
Amen.
I said, Jesus has his arms stretched out waiting for you to come, lady.
Amen.
Kiali nai kutwamba swavi kakubachwana. Kiali unana kuli kuna nikolo kuna. Nali Jesu unani mazoa hae au tolohile. Ukuli velezi kuli utae kalivetue.
And the other people begin to take up. And I said, would you walk out here in this floor with me? She said, I will, sir.
Mibatuwa wangu ibaka lisaku nanuha. Mise nilikana wakona kutia kwanu ukuba mefafasi fanina. Kiali, nika kuba ma.
I took her by the hand. I said, you're about the age of my mother. Would you kneel here with me in the floor? And there in the floor we broke up that place that afternoon to an old-fashioned meeting.
Na muswala kwa lizo onali, mubonala kubabuti ya kaniboma, amutaye mtoku bamanina fafasifa. Niona fabulilofani, luabo kolo la musiali wani, kubani mukopa na wamufuta wakale.
And God saved that woman by His grace.
Amen.
She dressed herself and come to the meeting, and as far as I know, living a Christian life tonight.
Mimulimu apili samu salimulu yani kasi shemosa hai. Ayo apala hande nikutaa kwa mukopano. Miku ya kamoni zivela upilabu pilo wabu kreste busiluchwana.
Amen.
What is it? Oh, God requires perfection. He requires your repentance. He requires your loyalty to Him.
Kinto mangyeo, oh, mulimu utokwa kupetahala, utokwa kubaka, utokwa buishui wa hao kuyena.
But He's looking tonight, no matter how much you sin, how little or how much you are still a sinner and cannot get in no other way but by Jesus Christ, God's all-sufficient sacrifice, and in Him you are perfected forever.
Kono utalimezi busi ubo, akunate wakamba weze sivi sesi kumakai, kamba kisesi nyani chwani, kamba butuna. Usalimwe zalivi, mia ukoni kubakanzi la isili, koo njika Jesu Kriste. So nasita velo sesi peta halile, kamu kana. Mimu pete ile kuyena kuya kuile.
Think of it. It's not nothing you do. It's not new pages you turn. It's not a new life you start. It's a confession of your wrong and God's grace to you. That brings you to perfection, and you are perfected in Jesus Christ.
Munane kazona, akisika so ezize, akima kepe amancha omwapula. Akibu pilo wabuncha wawukalile, kikubwa kelali foso za hao. Nisi shemo samuli mkuwena, seo sitisa kupetahala, mikipeto upetahalizwe ku Jesu Kriste.
I trust tonight, friend of mine, while we are here at this great crucial moment now, when decisions must be made, after hearing this story you might have never heard it before.
Na sepa usi uvo mulikanaka, halu nzeluli mo kanako yesa visaye. Mibui ketelo, abu na nikweza hala kaku utwali kandele, muendia usikali utwakale fateni.
But you can't go out one of those doors the same person you come in. You must go out better or worse.
Kono hau koni kuzula fande, kami nyako yani ulimutu yaswa na hau kena, ulukela kuzua uliomunde kamba ya maswe.
And while we bow our heads just a moment, I want you to think mightily about it. What about your soul tonight? Jesus Christ died for you.
Mihalu nze lwina misali to fana konyana. Ni watakuli munane handende kazona. Kuchwa ni kamoyo wa hao usi uvo. Jesu Kriste na kushwezi.
You say, Brother Branham, when I can get quit smoking, when I can quit drinking, when I can straighten this thing up, I'll do it. Oh, it will never be done right. You'll never be able to do it.
Muli muzole Branham, kilili fonika tuherela kuzuba, hanika tuhela kunwa, hanika otorola tabaye hande, nikaeza sakuli, oh, halinakuba hande, hauna kukona kulieza.
Why don't you just come the way you are, and by faith go to that stream, thy flowing wound supplied, then redeeming love to be your theme, and shall be till you die.
Kini hao saatai kanzila yo tilekayo na, mi katumero za maya kwa sivuwa sani, litomboza hao zebu wa mali, mili lato leli pilisa live mukanga, mane kufitira ushwa.
Why take a substitute? Why try to get in by your church? Why try to come in because you quit drinking or quit lying? Come by the way of perfection, for by one sacrifice, He has perfected forever those that are sanctified.
King Heoka Anga Sakuyolisa. King Izoli Kiraku Kena Mwakeleke. King Heoli Kaku Kena Mwahali. Kakuli Utuweziku Nwabu Chwalakamba. Utuweziku Bulabu Hata. Utae Kanzila Yabupete hii. Kakuli Kasitabero Silisimwi. Upeta Alizeku Yakwile. Bona Baba Kenisizwe.
How do I get sanctified? Confess your sins. In the presence of the blood of Jesus, and the life that come from that blood comes back to the worshiper and sanctifies him from the desires of the things of the world.
Kana nikona kukeniswa chwani, mwipuleleli bizamina fapila mali ya Jesu. Mimali azwile kwa mali yaani. Kona akutela kumulapeli. Nikumu kenisa kwa litakazo zalika zalifasi.
For by that all sufficient sacrifice he has sanctified us one spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Kakulikaso na sitavero silisimu sesi swanela sani. Ulupeta alize. Moya ulimungwi. Lunakao fela lukolovelizwe mwambili ulimungwi.
Now there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. To them that walk not after the flesh but the spirit.
Chwale akusana katulo neba ilingwi. Kwebali ku Kriste Jesu. Wona babasa zamai kanama. Kono kamoya.
If you're trying to walk by the Spirit and still lusting for the flesh, the sacrifice hasn't been sufficiently applied to you. But the worshiper, once purged, has no more desire of sin.
Haiba ulika kuzamaya kamoya, kono usala kaleza zalifasi, sitabelo asiskafi wakuena. Kono mula peli asa akeni sizwe, asa natakazo yasivi hape.
That was Calvary. It isn't a place to sell flowers or a little place to do this or that. It was a place where God and man were reconciled.
Amen.
Yani neli Calvary, akisibaka sakule kiseza lipalisa, kamba sibaka nyana sakwezeza se kambasani, neli sibaka ko mulimuni mutu haba kutisa nalipilu.
It was a place where peace and perfect safety was brought to mankind. Can you go with me tonight, my sinner friend, to Calvary?
Nelisibaka ko kozo ni wiketo wubu pete hile, habu tiswa kumutu. Halu yeni ni nabusi ubo mulikani, wamweza alivi kwa Calvary.
And by faith apply this blood to your own soul, and let the Holy Ghost come and sanctify you by His great sacrifice.
Mekatumero, lamba mali au mamoyo wa haotota, Nikulu meleza moyao kenile kutaha. Meuku kenise kasi tabirosa hae sisi tuna.
Amen.
Before we pray, would you raise your hand to God and say, be merciful to me, God. I now confess all my sins upon this Good Friday night. And I appreciate the great suffering that Christ did for me.
Luskala pirakale, nanulelalizo la hao kumulimu miuli. Uni utuelebu tuku umulimu. Na chwale ni bakerali bizaka, onabu siu walabu faifireli ndebo. Mini tumela kama nyando ama tuna au Kriste nani nyandezi.
I now surrender my own will, my own motives and everything to follow you from this day henceforth. Will you raise your hand and say, remember me, Brother Branham, in prayer? That's the decision of my heart.
Na chwale niipa tato ya kaluli, maikuto akato tanilika kaufira, kulatila uwe na kuzwaliza zile kuya kwa pili. Unanulelizo la hao uvule wekuli, uni upule muzole Branham, mwatapelo, yeo kona keto ya pilu yaka.
Is there any this great night while we wait just a moment over here on my right hand side? Surely there's one along there. Are you ashamed of your sins?
Kana kuna nyomuka na busi utunabo. Hakunze lulibelezi fana kwenyana. Kwanu kwane kulabulio. Kaniti kuna nyalimu mfani. Kana uswabezili viza hao.
Are you ashamed of what you've done? The world tonight is looking for heroes. And it has heroes, physically speaking.
Kana wi kutwa kuswaba kazoe zize. Lifasile busiu libataba hali. Milina niba hali kubulela kanama.
One day yonder in Switzerland, when Switzerland was at stake, the little Swiss party had gathered out into the fields to defend their economy.
Zazireli mwikwa ni mwa Switzerland. Fani Swiss Switzerland hana ali nivutata. Mukiti wa ma Swiss hana okopanezi mwama simu. Vane hane bae melasi fumusabo na.
The great oncoming army was too great for them. They were all trained, had big spears and shields. The Swiss could do nothing but give up. They were backed up against the mountain.
Mpietu na ene sataha nelietu na kubona. Nebalutilwe handeka ufela. Nimana ni malumu wa matuna, maswisi, hakuna azene baizi, kono baito buha. Nibailo tivile la kwa lilundu.
Then there was a hero stepped out. Somebody had to die. And if they lost the battle, they had nothing but old sickle blades and rocks, sticks to fight with. When the oncoming army looked like a brick wall.
Minekuna ni muhali ya natahile. Yomungwi ashwa. Miaba luzwa andwa. Nebasinali le mano kwa ndali cheke sinimachwe. Likota. Akuluanisa. Kanti mpiene sataha. Neibona ala ingeli mota lastina.
If they were taken, their lovely little wives would be ravished. Their young girls would be ravished. Their babies would be killed. Their heads would be busted. Their homes would be gone. Everything would be lost.
Hane waka angiwa, wafumali babona, babande, ne waka silafazwa. Wasizana babona, ne waka silafazwa. Limbutu tuzabona, nelika vulaiwa. Litoza bona, nelika piatiwa. Mandu wabona, naka aluviwa. Ka ufela, nelika lateha.
Then there was a man whose name is too quickly forgotten. By the name of Arnold von Winkler, he stepped out and said, "Man of Switzerland, this day I give my life for Switzerland."
Mine kuna ni muna walibizo leli libezwi kapili. Walibizo la Arnold von Winkler, as well as tengi miali. Muna wa kwa Switzerland zazilaka chenule nifabu pilo waka kwa Switzerland.
He said, "Just over the mountain yonder is a little white home. I've got a wife and three children waiting for me, but they'll never see me again. For this day I give my life for Switzerland."
Kiali kwa busefela wali lundulani, kuna ni munzi wa musweo. Ninani mufu mahali nibana babalalu babali nilberezi. Kono abanaku nipona hape. Kakuliliza zile nifabu pilo waka kwa Switzerland.
They said, "What will you do, Arnold von Winkler?" He said, "Follow me and do the best you can with what you have to do with."
Sebali ukaza sikama ng Arnold von Winkler, kiali nila telele, miweze kaufela zende, so kona kasona, ni kaufela.
And he looked over the army until he found the thickest of the spears. Then he stuck up his hands in the air. He run towards that big brick wall of spears and screaming, "Make way for liberty! Make way for liberty!"
Mea talima fabuse kwa limpi. Kufitila ayofu manami wayo Yesu alani luli. Mea ananule ya mazoa hae mwa halimu. Ama tila kwa limota alami wawelani. Inza huwa, hamuzwe mwanzila kitukuluho. Hamuzwe mwanzila kitukuluho.
100 spears turned to catch his charge. He threw his arms out and grouped them into his own bosom, which pinned him down, and he died on the end of those spears.
Niwayo ye mwanda yafutu kakulibayena. Aho tolola mazoa hae nikuitisa mwasifubasa hae. Yene tulomu wise za fafasi, mia shwela kwa buhali wa miwayo.
Those Swiss followed him with clubs and sticks. That great display of heroism routed that army till the Swiss beat them out of the land, and they've never had a war from that day since.
Maswisi vani vamulatelela nilimpuni nilikota yonapona azoe tunayani yabu hali yasabisa mpiani mane maswisi valundulo mwanaha mibali kuba babefate nindwa kuzwa zazilani hapi.
Stand up in Switzerland and name the name of Arnold von Winkler. You'll see tears run down their cheeks. Why? He saved their land. That was a great hero deed. It's seldom compared with and never exceeded in this earth.
Muyeme mwa Switzerland ni kubule alibizo la Arnold von Winkler. Ukabona miyoko haibuba famala mabona. Kingi na apili sizena hayabona. Wani nelimusewezi wa muhali omutuna. Zeo mane hakuna koliko na kubapiswa. Neba kufiteleza mwalifasile.
But oh, it was a little thing to what happened one day when Adam's race stood, demons marching in from every side, prophets had failed, law had failed, sacrifice of bulls and lambs had failed, man's nature had failed, everything.
Kono oh, nelinto elikani, kuzeneza alileza zilani, fani lusika lwa Adama haluto yema. Madimona ata kuzwa mane kukaufela, waporofita ne wapalezwi. Mulao no palezwi, sitavelo salipo nilingu nesipalezwi. Sipupeo samutu nesipalezwi, hika kaufela.
And Adam's little race stood defeated, outnumbered by devils, superstitions, sickness, diseases.
milusikanya na lwa Adama lwa yema lukomilwe lwa telezu kima dimona kwa kaleza makulano matuku.
There was one stepped out in heaven and said, this day I'll die for Adam's race. He came to the earth and was made flesh. He looked right down where the midst of the spears was the darkest.
Nekuna ni halimu mwia nazwile mwali halimu mwiali. Zazile nishwela lusika lwa Adama. Ata mwali fasi miayezwa nama. Ata lima handefa fasi. Fone kuna ni miwayo yeo nsufezi maswe.
The very darkest of all man's dreads was death. And he took death into his bosom and on Calvary. He paid the sacrifice and screamed, make a way for liberty.
Zenswa hulu kufitisa za mutu nelilifu. Miai kungelalifu masifu wa sahai. Mifaa Calvary alifas tabirosani. Nikulakuli amuzo manzila kitu kuluho.
And he screams to his church, take this which I have left you, my blood and my spirit, and fight with all what you've got.
Mi ahueleza kwa kereke ya hai, mungese ni misiezi, maliaka ni moya waka, mimulwane kasemuna nikaufela.
We can conquer tonight through that friend. You can drive the devil from you. Every old enemy that's in your life, it can be drove out by the blood and the spirit of Christ. And you can stand perfect in his presence. Christ made the way.
Wakona kukomavu siubo kaseo mulikani. Wakona kuleleka diagulo sikuwena. Sila sakale kao fela sisi ni mwabu pilo wa hao. Sakona kulelekiwa kamali ni moya wa Kriste. Miwakona kuyema uli apete ile fapila hai. Kriste uluki zenzila.
Could you do as much as lift your arm to him and say, forgive me. God bless you, brother. Someone else. Being merciful to me, God, I now confess my wrongs.
Kikuli wako na kunanulela zola hao kuyena. Nikubula kuli, niswalele mulimu. Akufu yole mzwale. Yomu mwihape, unu utwele butuku mulimu. Na ipulela chwale bufosi waka.
Is there some lukewarm church members who go to church every day and maybe try to be as pious as can be? But yet you know that temper and indifference and selfishness, habits, cling you down till you don't have victory.
Kikuli kuna ni mamembala wa kereke, basi hali hali. Baba yanga kwa kereke zazinizazi. Nikuli kakuba wabula pelea hulu mwaba kwa nakubela. Kono nitengi bazi wakulika chima chima kani, nikusaisiza angana kwa lika. Nivuitati, nimikwa, isa kufitila angafafasi, kufitila upale wa kubanitulo.
Would you want to be cleansed by the blood tonight from all of that?
Amen.
For the worshiper, once purged, has no more conscience.
Amen.
Kikuli ukaba, kukeni swakamali, busi ubo kuzwa kuzeo kaofela, kakuli mweza alivi, hasa aswalezwi, hasa nalizwalo hape.
Would you like to lift your hands, you church member? God bless you, lady. Lift your hands and say, Brother Branham, remember me in prayer. God bless you, lady. That's right. That's a real thing to do. God bless you back there, sir.
Kana utavela kunanula zola hao, wenamu yemeli wakeleke, mulimu wakufuyole kaizeli. Nanula mazoa hao, miuli, mzwale Branham, uni upule mwatapelo. Mulimu wakufuyole kalive, yeo kiniti, yeo kona luli, yeo kona nto ya luli ya kweza. Mulimu wakufuyole kwa mula wako mungaka.
Someone else lift your hand and say, be merciful to me, God. I know I profess Christianity, but I don't live it. I know I don't. And in my heart, I'm really not right with you.
Yo mungwi, ananulezo la hai ali. Uni utwelebu tuku mulimu. Nizibakuli ni pizakuba wabu kreste, kono hani pili chwalo. Nizibakuli hani chwalo. Mimuapilu yaka, anialu kile handeni wena.
I want to be one of God's elected. I feel in my heart that I am, but I've never laid aside the weights that this easily beset me. And I want to lay them aside tonight, and by God's grace I'll do it. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand? God bless you, lady.
Niba takuba alimungwi wabaketu wabamulimu. Ni kutuwa mwapilu ya kakuli ni chwalo. Kono hanikawe ya kwa tuko wima, bobu ni imeza kabunolo. Mini bata kulivea kwa tuko busuchwana. Mikasi shemo samulimu, nikaeza ona chwalo. Unila pelele kwa teni. Ukana nulazola hao. Mulimu akufuyole kalive.
Someone else just we were waiting. While we were waiting quietly, Everyone now with your heads bowed in prayer, softly hum this now.
Yomu hape, fana kunyana fira, lualiberea. Alunze luiverezi, kakukuza, mangini mangi chwale. Nilito zamina mwina misize mwatapelo, kabunolo, hamu ngungune chwana chwale.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath its blue hall, their guilty won't you think it over just now? Don't try to wash it off. Christ is on your hand. Pilate tried it this morning along about 6 o'clock. But his hands are still bloody, guilty bloody. You know what happened to him?
Autavelikuna nasinchachwale. Uiske walikakulikashiza kwa hule. Kreste umalizo la hao. Pilato na alikileka kusasa naka chenu, amo cholo ni sikisikiloko. Kono mazoa hae asata mpaka nile mali. Kima aliamiratu, mwaziba zeneza ale kuyena.
He went up in Switzerland many years later, lost his mind, plunged himself to death in a pool of water.
Na ile kwa Switzerland miha eminga atakasamulao, aliangana, ayo Kenya mwalifu mwali salamezi.
This morning in Switzerland, hundreds of people come to watch the scene. Blue water boils up the bottom of that big hole of water. They do it every year. It's an old legend, they say, that God refused water to cleanse his hands.
Kakusasa na wo mwa Switzerland mianda anda ya watu. Vati le kutobu hati abayatengi. Mezi ya mubala wa wundilu. Ashela uka kuzwa kwa tasi ya musima umutuna wa mezi wani. Baeza ngacholo muhanimuha, kilita ngula kale, pabula yakuli mulimu, na hanezimezi kutapisa mazoa hai.
Brother, no matter how many times you're baptized, whatever you try to do, nothing will cleanse your hands but the blood of Christ. God refused it.
Muzwale akunate bakamba kilina kozekai, zo kolobelizwe, kaufira soo kali kakweza. Akuna, sisika kenisa mazoa hao kwa mali ya Kristi. Mulimu na hanile.
In the blue water at your 2,000 years nearly still boil up. God refuses it. Your self-righteousness cannot cleanse your sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Think of it now. We're going to pray just a moment.
Mimezi ya mubala wa wundilu kasamula wa miha yeli kitizepeli. Mane ya savi la kushirauka. Mulimu ahana. Kuluka kwa hao fila unosi. Akuko ni kukeni salibiza hao. Akuna sisi mwi kwa ndamali ya Jesu. Munane kazo na chwale, luka la pila, famu zufela.
I wonder if I could ask something tonight. When he stood there at Pilate's judgment hall this morning and said, if my kingdom was of this world, I could speak to my Father and straightway he'd send me 12 legions of angels when one of them could destroy the world.
Anizibi haiba naswa na yaku kupantu ye mwibu siubo. Hana emi mamu yao wa Pilato wakati luwani kakusasa na chwana. Miali, haiba mubuso waka kiwali fasi. Le, nini kabulela ndatekuli alumeka pili mangero ya hae, aku mafali mpize 12. Kanti alimungu yabona na kako na kusinyali fasi.
I'd speak to him in 12 legions of angels to be right at my disposal. He could have done it. But he stood there meek and humble to take your death and take your sins.
Nenika bulela niyena, mili mpize 12 za mangeroi nilika nisebeleza. Na kako na kweza chwalo. Kono, na ye mifani, ya ishuile, ni ya ikokobelize, kuli angeli fula hao, niliviza hao.
Will you be grateful enough for that sacrifice tonight, you who are needy of it, and needy of God's blessings, would you stand to your feet for this prayer?
Kikuli ukaba, ya itumela handi, kwa sitabirosani usi ubo, mina baba sitokwa luli, nikutoka limbuyoti za mulimu kana mukako na kuyema chwale kama utukwata pelo ye.
Just stand up to your feet, you who want to be delivered in this prayer, saying, God, be merciful to me. I'm guilty. I've done things wrong. And I now want to accept my pardoning through Christ Jesus.
Amuyemethila chwale, minamubata kuhupulwa mwata pelowe muli. Mulimu ni utwele butuku, ninani mulatu, nyeze mafosisa haa. Michwale nibata kwa muhela swalelo yaka, ka Christ Jesu.
Will you come to your feet just at this time? God bless you, young lady. That's a courage. Just remain standing there.
Kana mwakona kuyema kama utukana kwe, mulimu wakufu yole, kalibi wa mwanana. Voo kwate nikona bundume. Akuyeme fira wanacholo.
Do you mean to tell me you raise your hand and then not sincere enough to stand to your feet? What good has the gospel ever done to you? Oh, such playing with church, playing with God.
Utarusakuli unanuzilizo lahao. Mikusinaku vaniwi kolusi sosakata. Kaku yema chwalo. Kivundevu fi bo evangeli yeze kuena. Oh, kubaparani kereke kukcholo. Kubaparani mulimu.
The hour is soon at hand. One of these days an atomic bomb will strike around here somewhere, one of these big powder plants. There will not be one split second to think it over. It will be too late then, and maybe before next Easter, or even this Easter.
Hola itua isutele la chwale. Leli ngula mazazi ya bomba ya atomiki ika tibuluha mwasiba kase kokungwi. Kusesi mwisalivaka mwivulu kilwe. Akunakuba neba nako nyana ilingwi. Ya kunana chwalo. Na kwa ikawe ifelile chwale. Mimu endi luskafti ya kale kwa pasika ye tetama. Kamba neva yona pasika ye.
Won't you stand now? Say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And I accept Christ by the offering himself as a propitiation for my sins. And by his grace and his grace alone, I abide in the presence of God.
Kikule mukaema chwale muli. Muli muni utelevu tuku. Na nilimweza alibi. Na mwela kreste ya naipile ilie na kubasitabilo satifo ya alibi zaka. Mikasi ya mosa hae. Nikasi ya mosa hae fela. Niipa fapila mulimu.
Will you confess your wrong? He that will hide his sin shall not prosper. He that confesses sin has mercy. Up to you. He's watching.
Ukaipulila umasubwa hao. Ya patavu masubwa hae haanaku shemubiwa. Yai pulela libiza hae ukashe mubiwa. Kuiti ngile kuwena. Hae liyena wabona.
Now our blessed Lord, in the appropriated number tonight stands three penitent souls. One man and two women. As I am thinking, Lord, of Calvary. When one on one side said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Chwale mule na alu na yafu yozwi. Mwapalo Yesu anela abusi uchwana. Kuyemimi oyo yemilalu handende. Muna alimu ngwi ni basali bababeli. Sinahani na ana kulimule na waka uvari. Fani alimu ngwi wane kule nine kuleli ngwi. Muli mule na akuni hupule nako yote hamambuso wa hao.
The other said, if thou be, let us see a miracle. Take us off the cross and save yourself. And the other said, God be merciful to me.
Yomungwe ali, hai bakiwena, haluvone makazo, lutulukise, fasifapano, miwipilise. Yomungwe abu lakuli, mulimu, unu tulebu tuku.
And your head swung to its right side and said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But you were quiet to the other one, because there was no repentance.
Mito ya hao, talima kwa nekulasilio, miwali, kachenu, ukabanina mwa paradise. Konono kuzize kuyomungi, kakuline kusikaba, kuba kilalivi.
Father God, I pray that these, maybe I trust that they are the only three in the building that feels that they do need to confess their wrongs, but that they have come the all-sufficient way of the way of the cross. Forgive them, Lord, and bless them.
Mimuli munda teni la pelakuli, va hakulata ni sepakuli kibona fela baba lalu mamu yaho, baba ikutoa kuli kona fela baba toka kui pulela umaswa bona, kono ba kensa kuli batile kanzila ye ipitezi luli kuzeli tengi, yonanzila ya sifa pano, baswalele mulena, miuba fuyole.
They are standing here tonight, as you stood for them in Pilate's judgment hall, as you stood for them between the heavens and earth, when the sun went down and the moon would not give its light and the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom.
Baye mimobu si uchwana, sinamono baye mezi nibona, mwamu yaho wapilato wakatulo. Sinahano baye mezi, mwala lihali munilifasi, fani lizazi halilikila nikweli neiti malise liayona, milisila la tempele, lapazu wakuzwa falimu kutafafasi.
I pray God that you'll bless them and give them of thy mercies and cleanse them with thy blood and baptize them by your sanctifying power into the body of your own Son, Christ Jesus. Then they are preserved for our time and eternity.
Nala pila mulimu kuli, ukaba fuyola nikuba fasi shemo sa hao, nikuba kenisa kama lia hao, mi uba koloveze kama ata hao a kenisisa, bataye mamubili wa mwana hao tota, yena Kriste Jesu, mibabulu kezunako yaku yaku ile.
Amen. Bless the others who feel that they are all right, that they have already met this and did so. I pray this blessing to them in Christ's name. Amen.
Fuyola baba ngwi, va ikutwa kuli, valukile. Kuli seba kwa nisize kali, mane seba ize kali cholo. Nila pirambu yoti ye kutakubona, kali vizo la Kriste. Amen.
God bless you, and you who are standing close to those who raised up, reach over and shake their hands, somebody, and say, the Lord bless you. That's right. As the hand of fellowship.
Mulimu amifu yole. Mimi na baba ye mifaka ufinibona, baba na nuhile vao, mubasu telele, nikuwa swala mwamazo yomungu imuli. Mule na akufu yole, yeo kiniti, kubali zo la kutwano.
We are now just a little late in our services. How many love the Lord Jesus? Raise your hand.
Amen. Amen.
I wonder, in silence now, or just quiet as we could, in commemoration of Him who is omnipresent, that's here tonight, if we could softly sing.
Selulie hile nyana chwale mwali sebele zuzaluna, kibabaka iwala tamule na Jesu, munanule lizo lamina, anizibi kakukuza chwale, kamba kakukutuma na fela molu konela. Mwaku puzo ya hae, yena ya mate kau fela. Baba litengi mobu si uchwana. Hae baluko na kuopela, kabu nolo chwana.
It was down at the cross where my Savior died. Down there for cleansing from sin I cried.
Amen.
There to my heart when you met the requirement, laid your hands upon Him.
Neli kwani, kwa sifapano, komu pulusi waka na ashwezi. Tengi nali la sivi hasitapiswa. Ko pilu yaka hanofitile kuzeto kwa hala, wabe amazo ahao kusona.
There to my heart was the blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. Let us sing softly now as we bow our heads to Him.
Kwani pilu yaka ya lambi wa mali. Oh, kanya kwa livizo la hae. Halo perengi kabunolo chwale. Akunze, rina misalitoza luna kuyena.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down there for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to Him. Glory to Him, precious name. Glory to His precious name. There to my heart was a love. Now quietly with your heads bound, you who are saved, say, oh, raise up your hand now.
Chwale kakukuza, nilito zaru nali nami chwalo. Mina baba pilisuse muli, oh, amu nanule mazo wami na chwale.
Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have you. There Jesus found me and keeps me clean. precious name that to my heart was a glory to His name. Now with your hands down, your heads bowed.
Chwale amu isemazo amina, litoza amina liina miona chwalo.
I just thought someone called a few moments ago and said someone want to be remembered tonight in prayer for their body. They couldn't get back to the meeting for Sunday night for the great healing service. Would you stand to your feet, you who want to be remembered in that prayer just now?
Ni upuzi fila kuli kuna niyali zize fana kunyana. Miali kuna niyana abatako upulu wa mwata pelobu si uchwana. Kamu vili wahae. Upale zukuta mwamu kopano wala sunda si uchwana. Kwa sebelozo yetu na afoliso. Amu eme chwale kama otumi na mbatako upulwa, mwata pelo na fa chwale.
To my heart was glory to His name. Glory to His name. Now with your heads bowed, He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon Him, and with His stripes you were healed.
Sana holofalezi kilibizamina, sana titikezwi kibumasu wamina, koto mimufumanisize kozo iwezi na fahalimu. Mikami upaya hae mufolisizwe.
Glory to His name. Now, blessed Father, as we humbly approach the cross just now, where grace and mercy found me, there the bright and morning star sheds its gleams around me.
Chwale ndate yafu yozwi, alu nzelu watu melasifa pano chwale kabu ikoko bezo. Komu hao nisi shemo sinifumani, tengi kwa nina lelie venya yaka kusasana. Ini mwenye hela alisilayo na.
These sick are standing in your presence. They are believing just now that by faith they look at that stripe back yonder. And by His stripes we were healed.
Vakulivaye mifapila hao, vaalumela onafa chwale kuli, katumelo vata limezi famubala omufubelu wani kwa buse. Mikami upaya hae, lu, folisizwe.
Most Holy Father, we come confessing our faith, believing that You heal our sick bodies through the great vicarious suffering of the Lord Jesus.
Ndate yake nile kufitisisa, luta haluvule latumelo yaluna, lulumela kuli ukafolisa mivili yaluna, kama nyando wa matuna ayemezwi kimule na Jesu.
And we offer for this people who is standing a prayer of faith, that You promised would save the sick.
Amen.
And we together as a unit of Your believers tonight.
Minufasi chabase sona sisi yemi, tapelo ya tumelo. So sepisize wenakuli ukafolisa bakuli. Miluna hamoho katamano ya barumeli ba hao busi uchwana.
You said wherever two or three are gathered, I'll be in their midst. And we ask mercy for them, that Thy grace may now touch their innermost soul. That something will anchor way down deep.
Uize kokuna ni bababeli kaufela. Kamba baba lalu wako pani ya moho, nikaba mwa labona. Miluwa kupela sishemo kulimu hawa hao uswale chwale mioyo yabona ya mohali. Kulisesi ngwisi swale hande muatasi.
That they'll know that Christ is here and has spoke to them, saying, child of mine, I took your sickness yonder at Calvary.
Kuliba kone kuziba kuli kreste uteni mo. Miwambozi kubona kuli, wena mwanaka, ni ingile matu kwa hao kwani, kwa Calvary.
Now just cast all your cares on me, for I care for you, and may they be healed every whit whole. for we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Twale ne pila ferali pila elo za hao kuna. Kakulina kutokomela. Miaba foliswe mutalele la kao fila wakutwisiso. Kakulilu kupakali vizola Jesu. Amen.
And as they sat down now, someone close to them, lay your hands upon them, somebody that was praying for them. The Bible said, they shall lay their hands on the sick. They shall recover. Amen. The Lord bless.
Me haba ina fafasi cholo, yomu nguyali buka ufini bona, kubabe ema zo fahalimu, yoki mutu, yana haba alapelela, bibele ize kuli, bakabe ama zo wabona afaba kuli, mibao baka foliswa, mule na afuyole.
If I'm not mistaken, am I not looking at the man that was healed here a couple of days ago or a couple of Sundays ago that was deaf or something in the ears? I see you enjoying the meeting tonight. You hear me all right now. That's good, wonderful.
Aiba niliangani, hanili nitalimela muna yana folisizwe mo mazazinyana akwamulaho, kamba lisundanyana yana alishushu kamba ntwe mwicholo kwa mazebe. Nibona kuli musweli mwaikola muko panobusi ubo.
Just stand up to your feet just a moment. How many remembers him being here?
Amen.
He passed through the prayer line, brought him back up to the platform, and the Lord healed him and made him well.
Amwe mesela kama utu, fana kwenyana. Kibabaka ibaba upulaha na halimo, mia fitia mwamu koloko wakula pelelwa, vamu tisa kwa katala, nimule na amu folisa, nikumweza hande.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord. Thank you, brother, for your testimony. It could be through the dozens. But isn't he wonderful?
Kufuyo uremule na ni tumezi mzwale, kavu pakivwa hao. Ikona kubamuala likuata kwata. Konokana hakiyomu ndenji.
Now, we want to see you tomorrow night early, and then Sunday morning early, Sunday afternoon, and if you can, get back for the healing service Sunday night. Until we meet, may we stand and sing our dismissing song, Take the Name of Jesus with you.
Chwale lubata kumibuona kamusobusihu, kakuitahanela, minela sunda kakusasana kakuitahanela. La sunda musiali mihae wa mwakona, muyokuta kwa sebelezo ya foliso la sunda busihu. Kufitela lukupana, alu yemengi luopele pina yaluna ya kulukuru hakayona. Uungeli vizola Jesu kouya. Amu fetu hele kwa silio ni kuswala na mama zo ni mangi ni mangi.
Turn
right around, shake hands.
Amu fetu hele ne kuleli ngui ni kuswala na mama zo.
At the name of Jesus, bowing, falling prostrate at His feet, King of kings in heaven will crown me when. Quartet broadcast in the morning, WLRP at 9 o'clock, and Brother Stricker's come at 9:45 Sunday morning. We're just making a tape for him this afternoon on the resurrection.
Chole mupulesi kwa tasa vaopeli, vahaneva, vaopeli babane, kakusasana, WLRP ka 9 kiloko ni muzole strika utile ka 945 la sunda kakusasana ne lwizwe fela kumwezeza tape musi aliwo kazazuho.
And now until we meet again, the Lord's blessings be with you as we bow our heads. And I'm going to ask my good friend and brother, Brother Palmer from Macon, Georgia, if he will dismiss this audience in a word of prayer while we pray. Brother Palmer.
Mechwale kufitira lukupa na hape, limbu yoti za mule na live nimina, alunze luina misalito za luna, minika kupamulika na kayomunde ni mzwale poma, yazo kwa Macon, Georgia, aiba ukako na kulukulula, kali nzulata pelo, alunze lulapela, mzwale poma.